This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Thanks for listening. Well, today, the politics and poetry of place. Could the democratic process be improved by allowing our elected officials to phone it in a little more instead of flying back and forth from Washington to their districts every week? We'll talk to one congressman who wants to change the fundamentals of casting a vote on the House floor. Hey, maybe we could even extend that idea to the ballot box. We've been asking you about that. To the poetry of place, a Takeaway listener brings us closer to her home in Palestine, Texas, as part of our This Is Where poetry project. But first, on the very day that President Obama starts a much-delayed trip to Asia, and that pivot to Asia the White House is talking about, we are going to start with what appears to be significant news from the Middle East. After meeting in Gaza, the three rival Palestinian factions, that's Fatah, Hamas, and Islamic Jihad, they've come to a new agreement. They say they're going to form a unity government together under the Palestinian Liberation Organization banner. Deals like this have been announced before. They've come to very little. This time, are things any different? Diana Boutu is a human rights attorney and former advisor for the Palestinian negotiating team. Diana, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, this isn't the first time that Fatah and Hamas have reached a power-sharing agreement. The other agreements haven't worked out. Is that right?
Yes, I believe this is about the seventh time that they've been promising they're going to enter into some sort of a power-sharing agreement, and neither of those agreements have ever worked out, in large part because of the pressure that is brought to bear on the Palestinian Authority, particularly financial pressure on the part of the Europeans and the Americans, who have always threatened to cut off aid if the two factions join forces.
We should probably repeat that the Palestinian Authority is the government in the West Bank, that Hamas is the government in the Gaza Strip, and those two factions have been at odds for quite a long time. So what does it mean now? Is there anything different, Diana Boutu, about this agreement that suggests it might be more concrete than the past efforts?
I'm not very optimistic, to be quite honest. Neither one of these factions is really coming forward and putting Palestinians first. In other words, they're talking about power sharing, and they're talking about which ministries they're going to handle and share and split. But at the end of the day, what they seem to ignore is that all of us are living under Israeli military rule, and none of them have come up with a strategy as to how they're going to address that military rule. And neither of them has indicated that they're going to actually uphold the human rights of Palestinians who have been quashed as a result of not only the split, but the ongoing negotiations with Israel.
And of course, there can't be a discussion of this agreement without a close discussion of Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said earlier today that his negotiating partner, if you can even call it that, Abu Mazen, Abbas, was choosing to make peace with Hamas and not Israel, that you can't have both. It's either Hamas or it's Israel. How does one interpret that rhetoric from the Prime Minister of Israel?
Yeah, this is what Israel has been saying for a long period of time, placing it as though somehow there's an equation between choosing peace with Israel versus peace with Hamas. He hasn't given us peace with Israel. He hasn't actually ended the occupation. And again, I'm not very optimistic, but Netanyahu's statement simply shows exactly how farcical it is that Israel has been behaving over the course of the past 7 years during a period of this split.
Well, the latest round of negotiations between Abbas and Netanyahu have really gone nowhere, and there's a deadline at the end of the month. It's hard to imagine any agreement between Hamas and the Palestinian Authority making things any worse in terms of negotiations with Israel.
That's precisely right. The fact that they're now pointing to Hamas as being the excuse simply shows that Israel was never interested in peace in the first place.
Diana Boutu, of course, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been in Israel and Palestine trying to restart negotiations between the sides. The U.S. is trying to sort of turn away from problems in the Middle East and highlight its pivot to Asia. I wonder if this new agreement draws Secretary Kerry back in to a negotiation, or if it's sort of business as usual for him.
I don't think that he is going to do anything when it comes to this agreement. The United States has already announced that there are some conditions in terms of recognizing this new Palestinian unity government. And so it's, what's interesting about this is that these are conditions that the United States put into place back in 2006. So the fact that this Obama administration is following in the footsteps of the Bush administration indicates to me that they're simply not interested in pursuing this any further. This, for them, is the end of the road.
There's one view of a new deal between Hamas and the Palestinian Authority from Nazareth in the West Bank. That's Diana Boutu, human rights attorney and former advisor for the Palestinian negotiating team. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.